Welcome to the Sneaker Podcast, a show where a bunch of guys sit around a table to talk life, lifestyle, music, and all things sneakers. So sit back, turn it up, and let's go.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Sneaker Podcast. This is Season 3, Episode 5.1. I bet you're thinking, 0.1? What's going on with that? Well, you're going to find out a little bit later. As always, I got my boy Christopher Chu here. What up, dude?
What up?
We also got our boy Chloe in the house. What up, Chloe?
What's up, guys?
And I'm Mike D. Welcome back to the Sneaker Podcast. You may have noticed that no podcast went up last week. Why? Because we all got things to do, right? We all got places to be. This is our little fun. So we're going to bring you a little something special. We'll fill you in on that a little bit later, but let's get to it like we always do. And that's with what we wore on feet today. Chris, what'd you wear on feet today?
Today I was wearing some Jordan 1 Navy Metallics. I've been wearing a lot of my Bred ones and my Royal ones.
Take that, Sean Collard. Bred.
And yeah, they've been getting beat, which is good.
Yeah, usually. They look good.
But I have a lot of heel drag.
Oh, okay.
Like the color on the outsole, starting so the blue or the red, starting to disappear. I'm seeing some white on both the Royal and Bred pair. So I'm like, maybe I should chill out on the wearing them in the snow and on the ice and on the salt.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't really chilled out, but I'm trying, guys.
Every time you wear them, you're just like, this is a bad idea. But
no,
I love them so much.
There's no regret. I'm happy, but
hey, you got pairs on ice though, so
sometimes you gotta, you know, go with the head instead of the heart.
Right.
So I busted out some the metallic navies.
I like that. I like that. Very nice pick. Chloe, what'd you wear on feet today?
Wore some Zebras during the day.
Have you cleaned them yet? Let the people know.
No, I haven't cleaned them
yet.
And I had my Zebras on coming to the pod, and then I'm like, no, this can't happen.
Really?
So I ran upstairs. I grabbed some Jordan 1 KOs.
Nice. Mm. What colorway?
In the Chicago colorway.
Beauties! I love that colorway.
Chi-town.
Big fan.
Yeah.
What year did the AJKO Chicagos come out? Do you remember?
Jeez, the pair I'm wearing?
Because you have an older pair.
Yeah.
Like, I think you're...
It doesn't have the vandal sole.
Yeah, your midsole's starting to yellow up a bit, too.
Oh, it was like that.
Ah.
Yeah. What year was that?
Putting you on the spot. Sorry, Ben. Yeah. Sorry, man. That's okay. We'll figure it out. We'll come back to it later.
It's been a while.
It has been a while. Big time while.
I'd have to get back to you on that.
Cool. But I like your wear. I like your wear.
I love those.
Yeah? Yeah, they're beauties, man.
What did you rock?
All right. So on the way to work today, I most people are like this. I don't know if you guys did this today, but I always wear a pair, different pair to work just to get through like the slush and the snow and ice and salt and all that jazz. So I wore my Vans Skate High MTE times the North Face collaboration. Wore those into work today.
Wait a minute. Didn't you say when you got your Christmas pair of Vans old school that was your first Vans?
Did I?
I remember you saying that was your first pair of Vans. Or your first pair of Vans in a while.
Yes.
But you did get the Vans North Face.
True, true.
Oh, maybe you said old school.
Yeah, I think you were stressing on the old school.
Sorry. Yeah, first pair of old schools in a while.
Yeah.
But I've actually been wearing this Skate High MTE collab for a while now. It's kind of become my like everyday, you know, get out of the house type deal.
Perfect.
Dude.
For this weather, it's perfect. Right?
For this weather, it's perfect.
Yeah.
You know, it's got some, you know, it goes to the classic Skate High, but then you can stunt when people look around. They're like, oh, shoot. North Face.
Oh, yeah. That sole, it's good. I almost wiped out like 3 times in the past 2 days in those.
Yo, ice is unpredictable, my friend. It'll take you down at... Like that.
Zebras are dangerous. Those,
I can't imagine, dude.
I'm getting into the car. I'm slipping into the car.
Yeah, dude. It's dangerous out there. So when I got to work, I threw on a pair. Today was a Jordan day for me. I was like, okay, I'm going to wear a pair of Jordans because why? I was wearing a Jordan hoodie. So that's pretty much my answer why I wore these. 72-10, Jordan 11. Went perfect with the hoodie. Comfortable. Shiny. You know, I actually got in my meeting this morning. Every Monday we have a meeting at work. I was tying up my shoes before the meeting in the office. People are like, oh, hold on, everyone. Mike's doing up his shoes. And everyone's like, what are you wearing today? So what I do?
So they do the what did you wear today as well?
They kind of did,
they
yeah.
They stole it from us?
Yeah.
What
the? What the hell? So I threw my feet up onto the desk. Boss didn't like that too much. But everyone went ooh and ah, and that's all I could ask for.
It's cool.
Yeah, man. So it was a good day.
Yeah, it really goes with your fit.
Thanks, bro. So, yeah, the black matched perfectly.
You're known as the sneaker guy at work?
100%.
All right, have you turned other people towards the dark side?
Okay, so one of my coworkers, Zach, who sits like a desk over from me, I've been bringing in a lot of heat lately, and he's been like, ooh, yeah. He actually used to work in New Balance back in the day, and now he's working with me. And the funniest thing is he's really into Vans. He's like one of those little hipster kids or whatever. He's really into Vans, and he went up to the outlet, and he just did some damage. I'm talking 6 pairs at the outlet in one shot. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, it's like amazing at the outlet.
Yeah. He's like, yo, you know much about these for? I'm like, oh, I don't even want to know.
Yeah.
Yo, he brought back a pair of like all white skate highs with a gum sole.
All white skate highs.
With all white. Sole. Completely white.
I can see it.
Very, very nice. He bought a pair of the skate high MTEs in like a black and olive colorway.
Wow. Okay.
Also very nice. A few pairs of Authentics, and I think he bought one pair of Old Schools. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on this.
There's
so much there.
Well, this is perfect. Like I was about to say that with $100, $150, you can do tons of damage in that store.
Yeah. 6 pairs. I think he didn't spend more than $250.
And it's like quality stuff.
Yeah.
By quality, I mean, you don't have to mince your steps with it. Like,
true.
You go hard on it.
Yeah.
And it'll look better and better as you go along. And you can get all different styles or all of the same style, but different colorways. And just fill your closet.
There's so much variety in those outlets.
Yeah.
Vans, yeah. And if you want to find something, you really got to hunt for it. Like, you got to look and look and look. Look in those boxes. Look around. You know, ask if they have other stuff in the back. You just never know what they're going to bring up. I know, like, Chloe, I've been to the outlet with you. Chris, I've been to the outlet with you. And remember that time we went looking for the, what was it, Nintendo collab? When they came out with that? And we were hunting down, like, a certain one, which I love the Nintendo collab. Love the whole game over underneath on the outsole. Very cool. They did a good job.
That was a forced buy.
It was, right?
Yeah.
But that, I would love to find, like, a pair of Skate High Vachettas in there one day.
Oh, they have them there.
Oh, they had.
They do?
Yeah, they had a pair of Old Schools.
Old School Vachetta.
And they did have highs, but they had a zipper on the heel.
Is that a game changer? Like, with the zipper on the back? I've never worn a Skate High with a zipper on the back. I don't know if it's going to intrude with, like, your heel and your ankle and... No, it's rub not up that and bad. Give you a blister.
It's the look. You got to be down with that zipper in the back.
I know, but you said it's not bad.
It's not bad.
It's not good.
I'd rather go for the Old School.
Just classic around the collar.
Well, look, most of the time, whoever's opinion you might be caring about, you'll be facing.
True.
Face to face.
True.
What I'm saying, they won't be noticing the zipper until you turn around.
Yeah, they're not gonna walk past you and then yell at you from down the street.
And by that time, you're already down the street.
Yeah, exactly.
So who cares?
So, like we said, we were away last week during the podcast. We took a week off. Why? Because we're all living separate lives. We all trying to schedule this every week is not hard, but sometimes it's not easy, right?
Yeah. Look, just this specific episode, as you may have noticed, we are 3 instead of 4.
So oh, yeah.
Alex was unavailable for today, but we'll speak more about that later on. He will be making an appearance this week.
Yes.
We'll give you guys a lowdown on that.
Ooh, secrets.
But to the point I think that Mike was about to discuss, it is tough sometimes.
Yeah.
We push ourselves to meet up. because we want to do this podcast thing, and we
of course
want to, it does hurt when we miss an episode.
It's weird. I find
it breaks the rhythm.
It does.
Yeah. But and I find that the product is incomplete sometimes because there's a hole right there in that 1 week.
It's true.
But
the seat beside me is empty.
So what we've decided to do is
this week was pretty good.
Yeah,
this week's gonna be good.
It's gonna be good. There's a
I don't think they're ready.
It's several points to what we're gonna be doing and why we're doing this. So first point is that Chloe will be going on a vacation.
Lucky bastard.
Yeah, I'll be gone for 2 weeks.
2 weeks. During those 2 weeks, what we will be doing is basically,
I love this,
asking, or we'll be what?
It's not like we're going to be taking resumes or anything like that.
No, nothing official like that. But we will be fielding any offers, I guess,
yeah,
or any persons that would like to try their hand at podcasting, or who like what we do and would like to join us on the team.
Yeah.
Since Chloe's seat will be empty, we're asking if someone wants to sit in his seat while he's gone. And for those 2 weeks, we're going to invite a new person onto the pod.
Different people.
Audition of some sort.
Should we do an audition, or should we get them to reach out to us 100%?
Yes.
Let us know if this is something you would be interested in doing.
Yeah.
We just need someone who loves sneakers, loves the podcast, understands where we come from.
Yeah.
Our outlook on the sneaker game and give a little twist to it too. You know, if you have something you really want to discuss and talk about, it'd be cool. Let us know. We'd love to, you know, maybe get you in here.
So we've done the five-person podcast before.
Man, we've done
Cherry on the mic as well, right? Yeah. And it was fine, right? It flowed well.
Totally.
We had an extra voice, an extra opinion. And it's always good to inject some freshness into our conversation. So this is what we're going to do. We're taking Chloe's absence, turning it into a positive by allowing someone to take his seat for those 2 weeks.
Yeah.
One or two, maybe three, four people.
Yeah, you never
test
know.
Test it out.
Hey, this could be a full episode. This could be an extra laces. This could be anything. We don't know what we're going to do yet.
But we do know that we are looking for
someone bright-eyed.
I think when I mentioned it to Mike, I called it an alternate.
Yeah.
An alternate member, team member.
Yeah.
Every now and then we might do a five-person pod. We might call in the alternate to bring in a new subject or give their opinion on something. Or if someone's unavailable, then it gives that extra person more opportunity to speak.
Totally. If someone's sick, someone can't make it.
Yeah.
If you want to just jump in with us, we'll throw out the invite for sure.
Yeah.
And it'd be cool to have someone that we get the same, we're the same people, the same kind of vibe, you know? That's
so,
what we want to give off.
You know, these, we're getting a bit stale.
We need to
bring tired
some
of
new
seeing
blood.
You guys.
Yeah.
We need to I need another face to look at. Basically, it's more Cherry spot was always there for her.
Yep.
There was always some uncertainty on as to whether she would join the cast again. She did confirm to me that no, her current situation does not allow her to do it. It's all good, people, all the listeners that are a bit worried. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. It's because her career is taking her to a certain place that she would not have time and possibly not the liberty to
she's
be on a podcast.
She's moved on from us. She's moved on.
So her spot is officially, she's like retracted it. Like she
yeah.
doesn't need it anymore. So that opens up the spot for someone new to join us.
Yeah. So if you want to be an alternate, if you want to join the team for the 2 weeks that that Chloe is away on vacation. If this is something you're interested in, send us a DM at the Sneaker Podcast on either Instagram. You could send us something on Twitter at the Sneaker Pod. You can message any one of us directly.
Sure.
And we'll figure it out. We just want the best fit for what we want to do. Yeah. And I think it'd be really cool to get an actual listener to join us.
Yeah, for sure. Because you know what? There are a lot of listeners that message us and that voice their opinions about what we should talk about.
Yeah.
And that's great. We like that. We've taken some subjects. Mm-hmm. We've developed them into full episodes. So this is just, I don't know, enhancing that whole phenomena of having someone reach out to us. And so, yeah, for the 2 weeks that close in here, we will have someone new. And we don't know what it will become.
No.
It's not a... We said resume. We said audition.
You know, this is like an internship.
Yeah, it's
almost.
Not that. It's not...
We're going to make you get us coffee. You're going to hit the record button. I'm not going to do that anymore.
Yeah. Refresh our socks.
Exactly.
Yeah, but no. Clothes not there, so we'll have someone that will be on the pod, and they will have, I guess, more talk time.
Yeah, totally.
Give us a better view of like what that person can do.
Yeah, and let us know your background too. When sending us a message, let us know what you're into. You know what really floats your boat, and I think it'd be really cool to get someone in here. And you know what's going to be amazing is I'm sure we all have lists of people we'd love to have on the podcast. You know. I'm sure we all have a list, but let's see who wants to be on the podcast and reach out to us.
True, yeah, of course.
It could be someone and we'll just be like, oh, damn, yeah, we got to have them. So shoot us a message.
I think the only criteria that is necessary is that you are from Montreal.
Yeah.
Or that you are within the Montreal area and you are able to...
That way you could actually be here.
Yeah. We're not looking for like... phone people because that would have opened the floodgates. But we need you here physically.
That could be something we could do in the future too. Maybe get some listeners on.
Yeah. That we always do, like guests and such. But like an actual team member would have to be in person.
Yeah, exactly. So if you want to be our alternate, let us know. We'll tag you in. Like I said, shoot us a message on Instagram, on Facebook, anywhere you can find us. Let us know if this is something you want to be involved with, because I think it's going to be really cool. And and then if someone else goes on vacation, bring in the alternate.
We're calling you up. Yeah,
we're calling. Exactly. You'll be B team, and then all of a sudden, boom, you're in the game.
Yeah. So that's cool. I hope we do get a lot of people hitting us up for this.
Me too.
It just promotes creativity. It just promotes our growth. And
very happy. Instead of asking Chloe and asking Chris and asking Alex what they picked up this week, we could ask someone new.
Yeah.
But until then, Chris, what'd you pick up this week?
Oh. Well, okay. So I got in the mail.
Oh, damn.
A package from Under Armour. It is the Under Armour Hover Phantom. It's HOVR Phantom.
That's a dope name.
They're clever. Yeah.
It's a runner. I actually just got it today, maybe an hour ago, 2 hours ago, and I have not had the chance to open the package. What it is. That's the thing. Because when they emailed me, they told me what it was. I Googled it right away, and I'm excited.
Did they tell you what colorway?
No, so I don't know.
Damn.
I like being surprised.
Okay.
I like not knowing everything.
Because I know what colors are out right now.
Gotcha.
And I'm kind of excited too. Are you going to open it today?
We'll do it. We'll throw it onto the
Instagram
story
stories?
Highlights.
I like that.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Nice.
Yeah, so I got that. I also got a package from Foot Locker. It's for a campaign for Family Day.
Yeah, the people that don't know what Family Day is, if you're not a resident of Canada, we have a special holiday here where everyone in the country, except for us in Quebec.
Except for Quebecers.
Exactly, because we have other holidays. Yeah. Exactly. So family day is basically a day that you get off work and go spend it with your family, you know? See what the best things in life are.
Family.
It's next Monday?
It's next Monday.
February
yeah,
19th. Yeah. Monday. So,
oh, yeah. We're recording this on a Monday, by the way. It's not regular pod day on a Wednesday. So, yeah. Family day.
I got an email. Foot Locker was asking me if I wanted to participate in their family day campaign celebration celebration. It's called Fam Goals.
Fam like Goals. I like
hashtag
that.
Fam Goals. A family that kicks together, sticks together.
Ah, I like that.
So I don't want to reveal too much, but this all stems from my previous photo for, I think it was a shopping challenge.
Oh, yeah.
That we had during the holidays where I went up against Sean Goh.
With your son.
I brought in my son for the photograph. And Foot Locker liked the idea, so they were like, "Well, look, you've kind of already done it. Do you want to participate in this one as well?" I go, "Yeah, of course.
Heck yeah,
great." So I got a package from them. It includes some stuff from Foot Locker, and it's going to be included in the photo.
I like that
photo or photos, and you should be seeing them soon, probably next. Well,
Monday.
What are we? Saturday. So yeah, during the weekend or Monday. Yeah.
Very cool.
Be on the lookout for that on Foot Locker Canada IG.
Yo, your son's the best, man. Future heartbreaker. He's got some swag.
He's a dude.
He is a dude.
Yeah.
Is that it? Is that all you picked up this week?
Is it? Is it? Yeah, I think so.
That's it?
Yeah. If something else pops up, I'll tell you guys.
Let's move it down the table.
I don't know. Chloe.
Nope, I didn't cop anything. Nope. I copped a pair of shoes for my daughter for vacation.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Oh, yeah.
Some Nike slip-ons.
Nice.
Very nice. Is it weird that as soon as we went to Chloe and you were like, no, I'm trying to come up in my head with like, oh, what did he pick up? Like trying to come up with my own little story in my head of what you picked up, even though you didn't pick up anything?
Yeah. I slowed down, man.
That's okay.
I got vacay coming up and that's going to be...
Hey, vacay is vacay. It's not cheap.
So lucky, man.
We're stuck here in the cold. He does this to us every year, though. So leave on vacay.
Mike? Did you grab anything?
I got nothing. But I am I'm building my plan for this weekend.
Oh,
for everyone
wow.
that knows, what it is heck, a big weekend in the sneaker world. Why? Because Jordan Brand launching their Black Cement 3s, bringing them back with that Nike Air. I think we've talked about them for like 3 weeks now, but I'm getting my plan ready. I'm not going to be in Montreal, so it's going to be different. I'm going to be out of sorts a little
bit. It's always tough to do your work when you're not in your hometown.
You don't feel comfortable.
Because you feel like you don't have all your sites lined up.
Right?
You have to recalibrate once you get to the new location.
Yeah.
And you're always at a quote-unquote disadvantage because all the people that come from there know exactly how shit goes down.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, what time does the mall open? At what time are you allowed to line up?
Yeah.
What are the spots that are, like, less populated?
What door is closest to the door inside?
Where you know? You have to run into the mall and such?
I don't want to be, like, a crazy guy, but...
You don't want to be on the sneaker social media...
No.
Being that guy.
No,
that
I don't.
That ran over some kid.
Yeah.
Because you didn't know which way to go.
Yeah, exactly. No, I do not want to do that.
Yeah.
But I made it a plan that I am going to story my entire...
Jeez.
My journey.
You don't think that it's going to take energy or effort away from the task at hand?
I don't think so.
No. It's not like...
I think if I get there early enough... I'm set up. I'm comfortable.
Oh, and then you can
and
story
I can
then.
Start okay. letting it go.
Where are you gonna be?
I'm not gonna say.
Yes, you can't yeah, divulge
can't say.
Too much.
Yeah,
I get
so,
it.
So your plan is online.
No,
no,
no. It is not. I will be out of bed very, very early. Very early.
Camping style.
So you know how I said like you it might take away your focus from your task.
Distraction.
Do you guys do this? Like, let's say there's a release coming and you're online and you're about to add to cart, and you make sure that all the other browsers are shut down so that only that one browser is open, so that all the internet can go into that one browser.
All the speed is good.
Instead of being separated into several browsers.
I've definitely done that.
Yeah.
I'll try online for you if you want.
Really? I'd appreciate that.
Yeah, I do not plan on getting Black Cement 3s either.
No, you do not plan on getting Black Cement 3s, but I know there's something.
For myself.
I know that, but there's something else that you want to get.
Yeah, I want the Gold Toe AJ1.
Yeah.
Oh, that's coming out the same day?
Yeah, bro.
Coming out
Friday?
Friday, I think.
It's the Friday.
So the closer, actually, by the time you guys are listening to this, the release has already happened.
Yeah.
So
there's you'll no know next episode.
If there's Chris no got point in me pleading to the masses for like a helping hand. It'll be too late by then.
Hey, you never know though.
Oh, maybe
someone doubled up.
Maybe someone doubled up and is feeling quite generous.
Size 10? I'll try for you too.
Size 10, 10 and
I miss hunting.
Yeah.
I will hunt for you, I swear.
But you know what? I'm in a mode where I really, really want it, but it's okay if I don't even try for it.
See, I felt kind of the same way with Black Cement 3s. I'm like, okay, because of the whole being uncomfortable and not being in your own city, like, if it doesn't happen, I just saved $300.
Oh, you know what's going to happen now?
What?
You're going to score a pair. I'm going to score a pair. And Chris is going to try to score a pair.
And
you're
going
to end up with three pairs.
Yeah. And then people will be reaching out to us.
Yeah. Hey, how you been, fam?
How you been, fam? Straight trade for Gold Tone 1?
So we're going to talk about this. I recently saw a lineup for another release that happened.
Okay.
But I want to talk about it a bit later down in the pod.
While I'm in this other city, I'm going to visit a friend of mine.
Yes.
I kind of have had my eyes on a few pairs that he has that are just sitting on ice. He hasn't pulled them out yet.
Same
size.
And you want to run
a little tradey trade?
Okay.
So I'm just going to blindside him. I'm not even going to tell him what I'm bringing. Right? I'm just going to bring it and then drop it on the table and say, I want that, that, and that.
Is he going to listen to the... You're going to drop it before this episode comes out?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay, so can you say?
I could say.
Okay.
I could totally say.
Oh, let's hear it.
Go for it.
Okay, so...
So wait, hold on. What pairs do you want from him?
Yes. White cement Jordan 4, Nike Air on back.
Holy shit.
Okay.
Maroon 6.
All right.
Jordan 6. Sport blue Jordan 3.
Sport blue Jordan 3. Sport blue Jordan 3.
Yeah.
I don't know what that looks like.
Black cementy.
Yep.
Think bread.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah. Like a motorsport 4, but
exactly.
3.
Okay,
exactly.
Gotcha.
And what are you willing to give up for that?
Beluga 2.0.
Oh, damn. Okay. Shit. All right. Wait, now, 1 for 3?
1 for 3.
That. Sure.
No. Close, give me the shake.
No.
He always does this to me.
No. Well, that's the thing.
I'll tell you why.
Okay, go.
Sure.
The Jordan 3s.
Yeah.
Meh. eBay. You'll get it. No problem.
Okay.
But you'll get them, and it will be fraction.
Go ahead. Right? Go ahead. Like, let him go through this whole thing.
Do this.
Go.
How worn are those maroon 6s?
Dead stock, my friend.
Okay.
Dead stock. And?
White cement 4.
White cement 4s.
Dead stock, my friend.
Dead stock.
Sport blues.
If you ask me, okay. Do you have anything to add? As a con, you're saying con.
This is your only pair of belugas.
Yeah, that are dead stock.
They're dead stock.
You have the beluga 1.
No, 2.0.
Oh, okay. No, but do you own?
I don't have beluga.
You'll be belugaless after this.
Yeah, but I think I could pick up another pair of belugas.
Okay.
At a decent price.
Okay.
Finding a DS pair of white cement 4s and a DS pair of maroon 6s, because I really like the maroon 6. And the maroon 6, Nike Air on the back, white cement 4, Nike Air on the back.
Because you know the white cement fours are going to come out again.
I know, but are they going to come out with Nike Air on the back?
Does that really a game changer for you?
I like it.
You like it?
I like it. It kind of pays homage to the OG, you know?
Because you could get a Beluga. That you shouldn't have a problem getting another pair of Beluga.
I don't think so either.
Yeah,
and you'll probably get it for $50 or $100 over retail, and you're okay.
I'm okay with this trade.
Now, when I said, did it change your mind a little bit when I said that they were dead stock?
Yeah, it did. The maroon, yeah.
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 It's got that creamy icy
bottom. The values definitely match up, and I'm actually good for this trade.
Yeah.
But will he?
Yeah, that's okay, the thing.
No, the maroon changes everything because the sport is just like
it's just a sprinkle on the top.
You might even consider the trade without the sport in it.
But right now he's considering it.
I know. But
that's good. Yes, that's a good way to start, right?
Yeah.
And the sport blues, and then okay, forget the sport blues. Oh, just those two? Trade done. For those two, are you cool with that trade too?
It's crazy that they're both
dead.
Dude, he's sitting on a lot of stuff.
Yeah, sure.
It's decent.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I actually think you're winning.
It's because
don't say that too loud.
Okay.
So values taken into account, they match up.
Yeah.
But the ease of copying another Beluga, as you mentioned, is there.
Exactly.
And the White Cement 4 is going for a lot these days, and the run of people trying to sell them has gone down a bit, so yeah, they're harder to find, and not super hard to find, but
harder.
Yeah, and you're getting 2 to 3 pairs that you do like that you would wear,
exactly,
versus one that you would wear.
And so, if this trade does happen, and I do cop the Black Cement 3s, I'm gonna be like happier than a pig. And you know what?
That's pretty good.
That's like a good package to come home with.
Yeah. I really hope you make that trade, man.
Dude, I hope that's so cool. Too. You know what?
And I like your strategy.
He'll probably listen to this podcast after the fact.
And say, you fucker. And be like,
you fucked me. You fucked me good.
No, but if he's happy with the Belugas, then he's happy too.
Well, as soon as he gets it, handshake.
No, I don't see any losers in the trade.
Yeah, he hasn't worn them, so there's a reason why he hasn't worn them.
Yeah, yeah. There's no losers in this trade, so it's good.
Okay, I like that. There's no losers in this trade.
No, seriously. Like, you don't do this trade unless you get the shoe that you want.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he would not be getting rid of multiple pairs for something that he doesn't want.
We've
you know if he wants those shoes?
We've kind of joked around about it, okay? Kind of mentioned, because he knows I want those White Cement 4s. And we've kind of joked around, but I hope I haven't put out the I want those White Cement 4s so bad that he will tease it in front of me a little bit, take advantage of that. But he's also said, yeah, belugas are nice and all, but I'd rather have a pair of zebras. And I'm like, I don't know if I could do that.
Well, they see me personally, I like the gray pairs more than the white pairs, but that's just me.
They're taste a lot wise, more wearable. They're a lot more wearable unless you're Chloe. You wear them with freaking anything.
I freaking wear them all the time, man.
All the time. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm actually now thinking of bringing them to Mauritius.
So this is what happened, man. With your wearing the zebras so much, I went from, interesting, to, seriously? You're still wearing them? To, dude, wear other shoes. And now I'm like, fuck it, man. You better destroy this shit. Because like, now you've gone too far. You really have to destroy them. That's where I'm at right now with your zebra wearing ass.
Yeah, man. I'm going to bring them to Mauritius and destroy them over there.
You should.
Yeah.
Yo, he's gonna come home, show up to the podcast, bring one out, and then just turn it upside down, and it's just gonna sand.
And we're like, "Where's the other shoe? I lost it.
It lost it.
It got jacked.
It's in the ocean somewhere."
Dolphin stole it.
I actually do miss wearing my other shoes, to be honest with you. It's just that
you've gone too far.
There's so many great things about the 350 V2, especially Zebra, because comfortability, it's there. Durability, would you say it's good?
Well, mine are good. And my soles are not getting worn up, beaten. Nothing.
The no heel drag?
There still says boost. No heel drag, nothing.
That's good.
It's just, I think I'm lazy. Honestly, I went out the other day. I just wore those and I had to go around and I had to go in 2 gotcha. Feet of snow, and I was struggling the whole way.
Yeah. How was that? Were you a little wet?
Super wet.
Yeah.
I was done.
Ugh.
Came home, had to put them on the heater.
Yo, those things must reek.
No, not at all.
Really?
Nope.
See, what I did was, is everyone asked me, hey, why do you have so many shoes? I'm like, yo, I have all these shoes. My feet never smell. Okay? There's one amazing, like, plus to this. As I haven't worn the same pair of shoes every day in a very long time. I brought my pair of 9316 EQT supports with Boost. Brought those to work as my work shoes, like just like put them beside my desk, throw them on when I get to the office. Something I don't have to think about if I don't grab a pair. They're starting to stink. It's starting to piss me off. I'm like, see, that's why I wear a different pair of shoes every day.
Hmm.
I'm struggling, boys.
Ah.
The struggle. It's back. It's like being in high school again.
Soon you'll be able to air out your shoes while wearing them outside.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yo, is everyone looking forward to that? I am done with winter. I know we don't like to talk about weather here, but it's been
now
shite.
We talk about it so much, we shouldn't mention that we don't like to talk about weather anymore.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm okay with wearing all my shoes in winter.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, you're okay?
Yeah, it's just I wish my daughter would rotate her shoes a bit more. Maybe I should do it. She fights with me all the time. She always wants to wear Jordan 11s.
Yeah, let her.
Yeah, that's...
She's going to grow out of them in horrible. Like a week.
But she's got like other shoes that are just sitting there, and it's pure fire too. And those things freaking reek.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
They don't breathe.
I know what you mean.
Well, you know what? She can pick up some new sneakers with
all these releases coming out.
Yeah, man.
I was just going to say that. Like,
oh, she's got tons. Dude,
February
packed
is painful. There's so much stuff coming out.
And how much, like, every time I see it, especially when it hits my feed on Instagram, I'm like, ooh, those are nice.
That's a perfect segue for our segment that we like to call Flooding Our Feeds.
Yeah.
It's whatever new releases are about to hit the shelves.
Hit the shelves.
Or hit straight to the at the cart.
Yeah, yeah. So what do we got coming out? I've been seeing a lot of stuff on Instagram of these Foamposite Galaxy 2s. Is that what they're called?
Yeah, I think the second coming of the Galaxy Foams.
Is it bad that the only thing I like about this shoe is that flight hang tag?
No, I think I'm of the same. Like, if you didn't...
Everything else, I'm just like, eh.
If it didn't have the hang tag, I would not necessarily associate it to the first Galaxy.
Yeah.
Like, the first Galaxy Foam is still hot. Like, it's a nice shoe.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the pattern that they use and all, and the colors that they use is money. This second one,
should call it the Little Bang or something.
I don't know how much of a Galaxy it is, you know?
I'm not a fan.
No.
No.
I think we're all of the same opinion.
Alex, what do you think?
Okay.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Yeah. I think... I don't know. I get it. It's for All-Star. I get it. It's the Foamposite, and they wanted to... It could have been a good salute to the first one that came out. But
why not bring out the first one? Why not retro the first
one? Reissue it? Yeah. Retro it?
Like, if you're going to do it, go all in.
It was 2012, so it's been 5 years. Wait a minute. My math is way off. 6 years.
6 years.
Not way off.
That's a decent amount of time to wait.
6 years, yeah, not bad. Yeah, because it's true. The tons of new sneakerheads that have never had the opportunity to purchase the first one.
Yeah.
It might devalue the first one, though.
That's true.
If the second retro came out.
Yeah,
it's very true.
Retroed it, yeah.
So maybe tweak it. Okay, I guess they did tweak it a bit. For me, the issue is the shade of coloring that they're using for the side.
It's too light, right?
Right there.
It's too light.
Too light.
It's candy-ish.
Yeah. That's what I'm missing from the first one.
You know what it reminds me of? Another Foamposite. It's kind of greenish.
The Gone Fishing?
No. No.
I think I know.
Or maybe it's a custom. It reminds me... For some reason, I see Blossoms on the side panel, like on the upper.
Well, it reminds me of the what's it called? Like the Weather Channel one that was red.
Yes. White. The radar one.
But it's gone galaxy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I could see that.
I've just never been a fan of this model. Sorry.
The Foamposite.
Period.
Yeah.
All in all. I gave it a try. I said, well, it's a basketball shoe. Let me get it to ball in.
Yeah.
I tried it on and I'm like, no, it's not going
to happen. I guess from the get, we're not foam people. The only Foamposite that I have is the Royal because of Penny.
From the Sharpie pack?
No, just a regular Royal Foamposite.
Okay, I did like that Sharpie pack, though.
I did. True that. The Shooting Star one?
It was cool.
The Sharpie, I like. Sharpie and the Shooting good. Star one, yeah. I like.
Those were
okay,
nice.
Okay, maybe I like some Foamposites.
The colorways were nice.
Yeah.
But
it's simple. Blue,
actually,
black.
Just the model. I just don't know how I'd rock it. Unless I'm playing ball. And even at that, it wasn't good.
It's a tank. It wasn't a good it's ball. Good for ball. It's good for ball.
For me, I don't know. Baggy something denim. Something on my heel. I didn't like it.
Some baggy denim or something with those.
No.
Something baggy.
Dang it.
I don't know how to want a Foamposite.
Anyway, okay, let's move on from this Foamposite. We're kind of like, on this one. More for you guys if you do like it. So we're three that want
people that love Foamposites.
Dude.
A lot of people. I've seen a lot of people wear them.
It's a lot of love or a lot of hate.
It's true.
So, yeah.
I see a lot of people wear them in the wintertime.
I think it's it's a tank shoe.
It is. Yeah. Like nothing's getting through that positive material, right? Let's move on. Hey, you guys know LeBron James, you know, Cavaliers. You've heard of him before, right?
Who?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The LeBron Nike Air Zoom Generation in the wheat colorway coming back out. Now, LeBron Zoom Generation. Let's start there. Yeah. How do you feel about this shoe?
I'm not a huge fan.
Are you not a huge fan because of LeBron? The colorway, the
I didn't really
silhouette?
Like that model. I thought it was plain, in my opinion. Like, just wasn't my thing.
Now, I'm trying to think of when this shoe came out the first time.
2003.
Where was the sneaker world in 2003? What was the sneaker world focused on in 2003?
Oh, basketball. Exactly. I had the wheat pair.
Oh, yeah?
I like the Zoom Generation. Yeah. I like it a lot. It's when I look at it, even though it has slight edges to it, I feel like when you look at the shoe, it looks like it's in motion. Like it's meant to go.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I look at it and I see pure basketball, but it looks good too. So, it was definitely a shoe that I wanted to wear.
Mm-hmm.
It's not called a LeBron, right? It's the Zoom Generation, even though it belongs to LeBron. So that too makes me accept it a bit more. And the wheat colorway, I see it having a lot of style purposes right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do like the, is it black or dark navy colorway?
I think it's a navy.
I like it a lot.
You still have your pair?
I have the wheat? No. Yeah. No. Got rid of it. I figured I wouldn't wear it. Because as the years went on, I kind of became a, not anti-LeBron, but I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to wear a shoe. Not against, but still not for. But beautiful shoe, Zoom Generation. The wheat colorway, I would prefer having the, I guess, quote unquote, away colorway.
Okay, so the darker one?
Rather than the wheat for myself.
Okay.
So I would not go for it. If I had the other colors, I would try to get the set, though.
You'd ball on them?
Not the wheat colorway. No. No.
I want to know what is so big about the whole wheat colorway for LeBron, because I've noticed that almost every signature shoe he's had, they've done a wheat colorway.
I think he wants to have his shoes become a style thing.
Okay.
Like the Jordans became, Jordans were built for performance.
Yeah.
But also to really look good, because Jordan,
they turn more lifestyle.
He likes to like look good in his shit, right?
Yeah, of course.
Well, that's what you see. He always likes to tuck in his t-shirt. Like, he likes to look tight, you know, on point. So I think LeBron wants the same type of thing to happen to his sneaker line to also translate to the lifestyle on the street wear type shit.
Yeah.
So he, oh, and I guess he likes to wear Tim's.
Yeah, maybe that's right. And doesn't? He just can't anymore. He can't wear Tim's because he's got this big Nike contract.
Or no, like he's living in Miami and there's no
use Miami. For Tim's. Yeah.
He'll sell.
Or
he'll
LA or sell. Whatever. Okay. So anyways, yeah.
Dwayne Wade going back to Miami. Can we just stop right there for a second?
Yeah. Awesome.
I had no idea.
So we're past the trade deadline for the NBA. There's tons of trades that happened. The Cavaliers just revamped their whole team. One of the quote-unquote repercussions of that is Dwayne Wade being traded back to the Heat.
Crazy.
For just a second-round pick. No one's complaining, I believe. I think Dwayne Wade is happy about this, yep, being back in Miami. I think the fans of Miami were, man, they gave him a standing ovation,
yeah,
when he checked in for his first game as a Miami Heat for the second time. Like,
now,
amazing.
Does this make you a lot happier for your Celtics? Because the Cavs kind of blew themselves up this year.
It was funny to see that they went full panic mode and just revamped the whole team. But they did the smart move. Cavs did something smart.
Wow.
I could talk about this for hours, but like, it's not a bad move for the Cavs in terms of pleasing LeBron now and being set up in case LeBron, in case slash when LeBron leaves next year.
Yeah. Oh my God.
They'll be set up. They have tons of young players now.
I watched that game where all the fans were chanting, "LeBron will leave you."
Oh, when Tristan Thompson was taking a foul shot, the fans were trying to like distract
throw him off
him.
His game.
Yeah, and they were like,
"That was on Sunday."
No, Sunday they played the Celtics and beat them.
Okay, it didn't happen at that game.
No. Oh wait, did it?
I watched the game. I didn't see that happen.
Nah. Anyways, yeah, they beat the Celtics. Moving right along.
they destroyed the Celtics.
Yeah, they beat them. Decisively.
I watched
what
that,
you gonna do?
I watched that Raptors Celtics game. That was a good game. The one it was third Friday?
Oh, yeah. They got beat that one too.
Would you guys want to see Vince go back to Toronto?
I do want to see Vince go back to Toronto.
It might happen.
He's asking for it.
Yo, I hope they do.
It might happen.
You know what they can do? They can do that.
Toronto thinks
they could do the same thing they did for Paul Pierce. Yep. Sign a 1-day contract. So that he does finish his career the last
and team. Then hang it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hang his...
Yeah, bring the jersey to the Raptors. Put the rafters for the Raptors.
It'd be nice to see.
I would like to see him back because I want to see one of those, another retro jersey night. Because that's all I think of when I think Toronto Raptors is those purple jerseys.
Ah, the Dino.
Yeah.
Barney. Those were dope.
That's good stuff.
I still want an Oakley one.
You still want an Oakley one?
Yeah.
I've never seen them.
So... with all these retro night things, did you guys see, I'm sure you did see the Protro?
That's
a difficult name to say, but it's the Kobe Retro.
I thought I was spelling it wrong for the first like 10 minutes I was typing it.
Protro and
everyone's like retro. I'm like,
yeah, they were like, anyone who can guess what it means, the first one to guess what it means will get something, blah, blah, blah. They tweeted that. I think Kobe tweeted it.
If you were that one person, let us know.
It's performance retro.
There you go.
It's the combo. They try to put the two words together.
So what are they retroing?
It's basically the first. I assume they are going to retro his whole line of sneakers.
Whew.
One by one, like every year or something.
Yeah.
The first one is a banger. It is the Nike Zoom 1.
Yeah.
The Kobe Zoom one, sorry. And to me, it is one of the most beautiful Kobes out there.
It's a nice one.
And they're doing the black and maize colorway,
mm-hmm,
and black and gold colorway.
Do you think they'll do other colorways too? Or
so I've just seen one. I've seen some like teases.
Yeah.
Of a collab with Undefeated.
Oh yeah. So yeah, they are doing other colorways,
but like camo.
Are you asking if they're doing other retro colorways that have already been produced?
Yeah, I would really like to like that white purple and yellow one.
Oh, that one. That one?
And that model.
White, purple, and yellow?
Yes. Okay. That did come out, right?
There was a white, purple, and black, which is 81-point game shoe.
I really thought there was hints of yellow on it.
There might
be. I could be mixing it
with
another model.
At the time that those were coming out, I was not paying attention to a shoe. Because go Celtics. But, yeah, well, I don't know if they're going to do other retro colors.
Well, that would be overkill, right?
There are a lot that were produced. Oh. The Minneapolis would be nice. It's the gray with the baby blue and white.
Yes.
But I don't know. The black and yellow for sure. That one seems to be confirmed. Actually, it's coming out now. Like I think by the time this comes out, this pod comes out, they're re-released.
Like
this
we Saturday? Said, February.
Or is it 20th? I don't know. End of Feb. Whew. Mid to end.
Do you think they'll do like almost like the fade to black kind of deal? Where they come out with like one colorway throughout the whole line?
I think that would be lazy of them.
True. No,
I don't think
true.
They should do it.
No, I think they'll put out maybe at least the most iconic of each color.
Fours.
Each number. Shoe.
Yeah. So what, like 1, 4?
No. Like they'll do the 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, okay.
But like
the most iconic colorway.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool. I like that.
The 3 is going to be interesting. But anyways.
Whew. The 3 is the one with that webbing thing on the side, right?
Yes. Yes.
I love that one.
Yeah. Yeah. So when that released, people were not a lot of people were on it. But I think now people are.
They realize how.
Yeah. It's
that's crazy. The only Kobe I own.
Ah.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have the all white colorway with the 3? Some black hints. Yeah.
Yeah. I only own.
No, you own a couple, no?
I own the six to seven in the Duke colorways.
Of course.
And I own the 8 in the Mamba Curiel colorway.
That's a nice one.
And the 9 I own the Bruce Lee colorway.
Nice.
I really want a pair of 11s.
I want some Grinches.
Shit, we really like Kobe's, eh?
I like the Kobe 11.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah.
Especially with that knit.
Yeah,
the Bruce Lee 11 was really nice.
Yeah. No, I don't like it.
No?
No.
I'm digging it. I love it.
Ah.
I'm sticking to it. Yo, Chloe, let's talk some Air Max, bro.
Yep.
You're the Air Max guy.
So what, there's the 93?
93. Now, let's start with the 93. So this is the first time I've really ever taken a look at a 93 and really like analyzed it a bit. It looks like it's very breathable.
It's a clunky shoe.
Is it clunky? Because yeah, it does have that dad shoe kind of vibe. But is there like a netting on the side or like
it's a sock?
It's a sock. It's like a neoprene sock, right? Does it have like a screen on the side?
Because
the picture I saw, I thought it was like a screen on the side on the upper. Okay.
Along the sock. But I got rid of my pair.
Yeah.
Meh.
It's just a meh.
Yeah. Well. It's nice to look at. I just feel like it's tough to wear.
It's cool.
I like the 180 much more.
Yeah. Well, the 180 too. Also,
the shape. It's like the lines, just less curves.
Okay.
The 93 really has curves. It's big on the heel.
Okay. Bulbous.
Yeah.
Bulbous.
Yeah. I like the color though. I love the colorway.
Yep.
Yeah. The colorway is money. Like, did you see the Air Max 270
and that color
in the
dope.
Nod to Air Max 90?
Yep.
Ugh. Beautiful.
Yeah. Yep. 270 is nice.
My issue with the 93 is the same issue that I had with the Silver Bullet, right? 97. That I owned a 97 back in the day, and I picked them up on sale for like $100. The Air Max 93. It released not too long ago.
Yeah,
right?
I got a pair. I think I paid $75 for it
at the outlet.
Oh wow!
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
And wow. No one. Yeah, they were in the liquidation mall.
No one knew what they were.
And now this year, they're coming back, and like they built the hype around it, and it's like working because I do want a pair now, but I recall the outlet post, and I'm like, fuck, I can't. I didn't want to pay
that?
$60, $75.
Yeah.
I can't buy it now for that
can't
much
buy retail?
More.
No way.
Yeah. You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if you saw him at that lit again.
I don't know. I've seen people like go for them like straight up, and like they, I don't know if they're sold out or not. I haven't checked, but I've people are paying.
Really?
People are willing to pay.
Wow.
So, you know?
Chloe, we talked about the Air Max 180 for a second there. I know that's coming back out. Can I ask a question? And forgive my ignorance if I don't have the correct answer to this. The 180. Now, I was looking at the heel of this. Was this like one of the first Air Max to have like a bubble that almost touched the ground? Like, you know how there's that little section near the heel
on the outsole? It goes from one end to the other?
Yeah. Yeah. It looks almost...
part of the sole?
Yeah. Mm. It looks almost Vapor Max-y. I don't, because the Vapor Max has, you have the bubble and then you have like a little bit of outsole rubber, and yeah. It just hits the ground. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of vibe I'm getting from the heel on this, from that little window.
I think the whole thing is visible.
Is it?
I never owned a pair. Really want a pair.
There you go.
I've owned a pair and I didn't pay attention.
Okay.
So I wouldn't be able to comment about that.
All right, cool. Then we'll just drop it. We'll just drop it.
Are they going to come out in several colorways?
Well, the OG one is definitely out.
I saw
it's out already. I'm so
It did come out in with the CDG collabo. Did you see that?
No.
It's pink.
White and pink?
No, pink and black.
White, pink, and black.
No white. I don't know who said white.
Oh, sorry. No, I'm trying to visualize it.
It's turbo red. Oh,
no, it's pink.
Wow.
Pink is the main color.
Straight up pink.
When did this come out?
A while ago.
Oh, yeah. A while ago. Oh, I think I might have seen them.
Yeah. Wait.
It's tough
wear. I don't know if it's a 180. It is a 180.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's cool.
I would still prefer the OG colorway. The purple and the...
I think they both have their merits.
Yeah.
So like someone that's purchasing a 180 for the first time... and the OG moniker might not have much meaning to them, then they might go for the CDG, you know?
Yeah, just because it's CDG.
True.
Dude, yeah.
True. Guys, let's give a big shout-out to Calby for a second, okay? Big shout-out to Calby. If you want to follow him, at JustCalby.
Yo, on Instagram, yeah.
One of Calby's... What's Calby's favorite person in the world, other than Chris?
His wife.
Other than his wife.
Oh, in the sneaker world, yes. You're talking about.
Yes.
It's Mr. Feig.
Ronnie Feig. Yeah. So, Ronnie Feig, when people think Ronnie Feig, they think Kith. We were talking about LeBron earlier. Mm-hmm. LeBron's doing something with Kith. I'm kind of curious to know if this is something that Calby would pick up.
I think no.
No? Because this is something that Calby wouldn't normally pick up. So that's why I'm thinking no.
Yeah. So I think the only reason he would pick it up is because it's a LeBron. Actually, they're dope, man. It's really dope.
Because it's a LeBron or a Feig?
The LeBron is all right, but the Feig
aspect touch, of it, yeah.
Like the whole roses.
Yeah. Takes it to a different level. And whatever
gold little leaflets are also on it. It makes it really hype. Like really...
really like high-end hype. Yeah. Hype beastie.
And so for that reason, I'd wear it. But if you're what's price tag? I don't know what price tag. I'm assuming in the 300 range.
Yeah. Well, Kith, LeBron, I'm definitely thinking around 300 something.
I think I would get another Kith shoe for that money. You know?
I like that.
But it is cool.
I like that a lot.
It's cool. I think I think it'll do better than maybe the Pippen did. The Pippen Kith, the Maestros.
Yep.
Because that hype died down quick.
Very fast.
But the LeBron one, LeBron's more in the spotlight, so you'll see he's more in your face more often, so you keep thinking about it.
It's been teased more.
I think if he wears them on court,
forget
about it. But I like it, though. Like the apparel... the hoodies and all.
Yeah.
Jeez, man. So nice.
Yeah.
It's, so.
Yeah, I think I saw, what is it, a jacket that looked like.
Yeah. Super so I would luxurious. Get it if someone sent it to me and I got it for free.
Ronnie, if you need your address. Let us know.
But no, Calbi, I don't think he would be gunning for it.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
But congrats to him. Yes, congratulations to Calbi, because Ronnie did announce that the Kith pop-up in L.A. Yeah. is now a permanent store.
Sweet.
Like, they will have a permanent location in L.A.
It's going down.
So I think Cal's going to go visit.
I think I saw on his IG stories today that this year he will be visiting Kith.
True that.
He's
yeah.
making the so move.
He's never actually been to Kith.
Man, that's going to be an experience for him.
Me neither. I just drove right in front of it. Those tour buses.
I parked outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. So big shout out to Calbi. If you want to get him on Instagram, at just Calbi. Guys, I know we talked about this on a past podcast. We actually had my wife on to talk about it a little bit. Paul George, PlayStation collab. Or Paul George 2, sorry.
Yeah.
PlayStation collaboration. Chris, now you kind of saw the first inklings of this in Montreal.
True. So Foot Locker Canada had announced that there were several locations that were running raffles for the PG2 times PlayStation. I was like, yeah, that's perfect. Raffle does make sense. People will go crazy for the shoe. Though, out of the locations for the raffle, Montreal was not included. So I was like, whoa, Montreal's not getting the PG2 PlayStation.
That's what I thought too.
But then in their stories, the Foot Locker Canada IG story, they added some information that three locations will have them on a first come first serve basis.
Oh gosh.
I was like, damn man, that's like hype. There's gonna be a lineup, a camp for sure. I think it was the Yonge Street location in Toronto.
Yeah.
There was the Chinook location in Calgary.
Yep.
And Montreal.
What do you
House
know?
Of Hoops. So I was like, damn, Montreal. I had to work the day of the release, so there was no possibility of me camping. But as I was driving to work, I decided to pass by in front of the House of Hoops, and I saw the lineup. There was 20 people.
Wow.
At maybe half an hour before the release time, there was 20 people lined up. In my head, I was like, there's no way.
They're all getting
going to have enough pairs. And no one's giving me inside info or anything. I don't ask. I don't need to know these things. But I'm making an educated guess as to how many units they might have. Look, if you're not raffling,
yeah,
most likely you have not too many pairs.
Yeah.
You know, because the amount of work that's involved in running a raffle versus how many pairs you're going to sell.
Yeah.
It kind of has to make sense.
Yeah,
right?
You got to get the word out of it.
This is what I'm thinking. No one's giving me info. I'm just thinking this shit. And I'm like, 20 guys, there's no point in standing behind the 20th guy. And so I was like, well, at least I know I would not have gotten a pair. So there's no point in me standing there in the line. But I was like, damn. At what point would you tell yourself, I should just go home?
Yeah.
Let's say you walk up to the line, you see 20 people.
And you look at all their feet.
Yeah. You're like, I should just go home. Or 20th, I might have a chance, you know? So we all know a size run, one full size run is about 15 pairs. Because it's usually, a size run is basically one pair in each size. And there's usually more than one pair in the
key sizes,
9, 10, 10 and a half, 11 ranges, right? And when that happens, you're like, okay, well, I got to count how many people are in line and whether it's worth it for me. How much, and then you also have to know what time to get there, like how much time ahead of the opening of the doors do you need to put in.
Mm-hmm.
Before you might get a pair. So how much work, how much effort is involved in getting a shoe that you really want, right? If you really want it, take the chance.
Yeah.
Stand in that line. Overnight, is that too much? It all depends on how much you want the shoe, right?
But
it's a pretty special shoe, though.
I want to ask you guys. So the Paul George, the PG2 PlayStation, would you want it?
Me, personally, no.
So price tag, $145 Canadian.
What a good price.
Which is great.
So good.
If I told you, hey, man, you can get a pair like that, would you get it? You pay the money.
No.
No?
Well, I would take the pair. I'll give it to Leah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But she could have it. Did you get a good look at the lineup?
Is it gamers? Or is it like shoe people?
I can't tell. I can't look at a person and say that's a gamer. No, I can't tell.
Did you happen to see the third person in line?
I didn't. No, I didn't pay that much attention.
I'm totally kidding. I went for the reach.
So, Mike, would you get a pair?
I would get a pair. For the price tag, $145.
Yeah.
It's just so different in how it lights up and how it strobes and does all that stuff and how it ties into PlayStation. Just that's worth $145.
Yeah. But so, Chloe, you would not get a pair.
I wouldn't wear them.
You would not wear it. Okay, perfect.
I don't know if I'd wear them.
So it's more like memorabilia. It's like
your
collector
your cup
thing,
of tea. Sure. Is that your lane? The
PG2?
Yeah.
Definitely not my lane.
Okay. So let's say we can assume you would not wear it, Chloe would not wear it. I don't think I would wear it.
Mm.
But knowing how much the value of the shoe would be after retail. So the resale value of the shoe, because it's a PlayStation collaboration, definitely very high, right? I actually saw some people that same morning post them for like $600-$700 off the bat. Wow. So not even in an hour after release, they're going like 500-600% of the value. And as I'm looking at now, like this has been several days now, I'm looking at the value of the sneaker, like on StockX and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're nearing $1,000.
Wow.
So
it's just gonna go up.
It's gonna go up, or it might plateau and start going back down.
And that's when you grab it.
This shoe,
Leah,
knowing that you would not wear it, how much effort would you put into getting it? You know, like, is it worth it for you?
No.
Knowing now that it's worth $1,000.
No, I wouldn't go through the overnight thing and all that.
No? Okay. Mike?
So I asked Leah.
Yeah.
How bad she really wanted it.
Uh-huh.
Because I was going to go.
Okay.
I was going to do it. I was going to put in the time.
Yeah.
She was cool with it. Without it.
She's cool without it.
She's cool without it. But I was willing to go if she wanted it.
But she would not wear it. She would only have it as a collector piece.
I think she'd wear it.
Yeah, but it's like way too big.
Well, that's true.
Like the smallest size is an 8.
That's true.
Men's.
That's true.
So
it would be in a glass case.
It's true.
Yeah. Yeah,
it would probably be
turn on
like
the light every now and then.
Part of my little man cave or something. Like turn on the light once in a while.
So would you say, knowing that it's worth
that much after the fact?
Yeah. So let's say if it's like resale is double or triple the price,
mm-hmm.
Maybe not as enticing, but this is $1,000.
Yeah. That changes the game.
Would you camp?
Yeah.
How long would you camp?
I'd do an overnighter. I'm talking like,
let's say doors open at 8 a.m.
Yep. So I'm there at 11?
Morning? No, I don't. What time did you pass by it?
I passed by at 7:30.
7:30? I think if you leave your house by 4:35, you're good.
Yeah?
That's okay. My guess. I don't know what time those guys showed up, but
True.
I'm just...
So you're saying 11 p.m.?
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking 9 hours.
9 hours.
Out there.
9 hour camp.
Chloe?
In the cold.
Would you even consider camping? How much is the maximum you would do?
If I had to do it for someone else or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would do it when the sun rises, I'd go right away.
Okay.
That would like be the timing.
Like
my
a
timing.
5 a.m. thing?
Yeah. Like five. Like when I picked up my Royals. Sun came up. I went out.
Gotcha.
Ended up being just 18 in line.
18.
Obviously, the situation is a bit different with the number of yes, units, of and et cetera. Maybe I would have made a phone call first and then planned it a bit better. Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're doing the game so plan. We are with the understanding that we are not going to wear this sneaker. It's basically because it's worth so much. It's worth the time to like the amount of time that we might put into yeah. camp. You know,
do it for the and gram.
For all it, you
two,
know,
3 hours, 4 hours.
It could be a trade situation where you yeah. get this shoe and you trade it for something that
yeah.
you really want.
Oh, you're right.
You know?
True. You could get your cement and your maroon and your
yeah. It would have been easy.
Yeah. True.
Chloe, you could have gotten like a Kith Ultra Boost quite easily, you know?
With a pair of breads on top.
That's true,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
Kith Ultra Boost, that'd be good.
Yeah.
I'd do that trade.
Factoring all that in.
But,
yeah. Mike, you're...
With
you're,
the money.
Yeah.
Now all I'm thinking about is Kith Ultra Boost.
11 p.m., that's 9 hours you would put in.
That's
leave at 5:30. Stores opened at 9?
8.
Yeah, it's not that bad for a trade piece.
So you're saying 5 a.m., so a three-hour camp?
But it's a heavy morning. Trade piece, too.
Yeah, it's yeah, a good yeah, trade
it's,
piece.
It's, you know, valuable.
Was it cold that morning?
No, it wasn't crazy.
So this is, it's like getting a pair of Royals.
Six-hour camp. Adds
wow,
an hour.
I don't know. It depends how, you know. I'm
all what yeah. you're willing to put into it.
Yeah.
Right?
It's just something I was thinking about because that morning... I was a bit tired because I had to get up for work. And when you're tired, you get colder faster.
Yeah.
So as I was driving by going to the parking lot, I was like, it's too cold for this shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not planning on wearing the shoe. So no way am I even thinking about going out to camp.
Yeah. Well, it just goes to show you that there's different levels to camping, right?
Yeah. I think the more that you're prepared, the easier it is too, right?
Yeah. Different levels, man.
Yeah, you'd have to plan out the whole thing.
Oh yeah, game plan is definitely have to be in order.
So,
but not once did I think about it as a trading piece. I thought it was like.
But does it make sense now?
Oh yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, yeah.
So
total.
I've also been
for 145.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that.
Because of that, you're now trading in levels of you're getting, right, you said bread, one, and a Kith Ultra Boost, which is very plausible with this one shoe. And
easy hype.
It just got me thinking, because I've been doing a lot of Jordan 1 stuff, right? A lot of photos, a lot of following other people that do Jordan 1s. And I think I spoke to you, Chloe, about this, where my next Jordan 1 purchase, I don't know what I should aim for. I first need to determine what level of sneaker I want to get.
Yes.
Right? So, my options, as I had separated in my head, is I tiered it up. Okay, tiered it up.
Ooh.
Tier 1 is the upper echelon of Jordan 1s, meaning the off-white, the fragment,
Frags.
The shattered original backboard. Band.
Okay, yeah. With the X on the back?
Yes, that one. Now the rust pink, right?
Yeah.
And that minty one, I don't know what the official name is.
Those are on that tier?
Yeah.
That's tier
yeah.
one.
Wow.
That's like you're thinking 1,000 to 2,000.
Would you put satin
like
up
off-white?
There?
Right, satin's in it, satin okay. royal, okay. satin bread.
Bread, yeah.
Those are upper echelon.
Okay.
Then you have your second tier, which is shattered backboards.
Okay. Pinnacle?
No.
No.
Pinnacle is expensive.
It's just one notch below, I think.
Because the retail was expensive.
It's
but
true.
Not because it gained value.
That's true. That's right? true. Okay.
So shattered backboard is in there. The reverse shattered backboard, borderline in tier 2.
Okay.
You have the bread one.
Royal one.
No, the royal one doesn't go.
No. Not in that tier. Bread one is borderline as well.
Oh, really?
What other Jordan one?
Quality ones.
Everyone's going through Jordan 1.
Sorry,
in head
can't
right
think
now.
Of it. But that the second tier
is like the 800 to 1002 price range.
Okay.
To the just below 500.
Okay.
I'm thinking more 500, 600.
Okay.
700.
Okay. Very range. Nice.
Okay. And then you have your let's say quote unquote regular, your tier 3 where you got your
the basement.
The bread one, the band one, the new one, the 2016 yeah. one, the royal one from 2017.
Yeah.
Your all-star, like the Gotta Shine one.
Okay.
Is that what it's called? Storm Blues.
Where do you put Shadows?
Shadows is in tier 3.
Okay.
Because of the retro that's coming out.
Okay.
Right?
Gotcha.
You're going to have a lot of pairs, right? Oh, I think what? The black and white pair is borderline tier 2.
Yeah.
Between tier 2 tier 3.
It's 400 or not American.
That makes me feel good.
So, I was trying to determine where I wanted to be in my hunting, right? Should I just hunt all the tier 3s, like a lot more tier 3s, get a few pairs? And I'm not talking about tomorrow. I'm talking about like throughout the year.
Yeah, of course. Whatever.
Or should I just hold back and keep waiting until I had enough to get a tier 2, you know? Or trade out some pairs, trade out some other sneakers that I didn't like or that don't wear as much. Pull a what we call a On Air with Mike D and trade out a Yeezy to get some Jordans and get myself a tier 1. Go full
That's
out.
That's a big move.
Get that one tier, like...
Just that one, will that give you more satisfaction than getting all like it all might. Little tier 3s?
Exactly. So maybe I have a lot of tier 3s and I get rid of those and I just get myself a tier 1. And then that will be my shoe, you know?
Frags.
So I don't know. Do you guys have shoes that you can place in these different tiers that you were thinking of getting?
Me personally, I would go and finish off all the tier 3s. And once that is done, reevaluate and probably save up and go for tier 2 or tier 1.
Like build the
pyramid. But it wouldn't
up?
Be an option to get rid of any of the tier 3s. Because they're all fire. And I don't see myself, me personally, picking up anything else.
You get rid of those tier 4s.
I get that.
Yeah, you'd be getting rid of all that. Yeah. That other stuff.
The cut the grass shit.
Mm. Yeah.
I get that. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
It is bit of volume it is and easier quality. On the mind and on the wallet to just aim for tier 3s.
No, but I also feel that it would be easier for you. You would be wearing them. If you got another pair of shattered backboards or reverse shattered backboards, it's going to be a bit hard. True. And if you get a pair of friends and family, oh my gosh. Oof.
Or
how are you going to wear that, right?
Yeah. It would be sweet though. Like, dude.
Like, rust.
Drooling over here.
I get
the
it.
The rust
I,
pair? Like, yeah, you need two pairs of that shit.
Yeah.
That's why we have Chloe here to put things into perspective for us.
It's something. I don't know. If any of the listeners have another example of several levels or several tiers of sneakers that they're thinking of getting. I'd like to find out about that.
And it's cool that you did that with the Jordan 1s because I find it, I don't know, is it easier to do it with Jordan 1s? Because there's so many.
There's so
of
many.
Them.
And
you could easily do it with Ultra Boost as well.
Ultra
That's
Boost,
true.
definitely.
Let's do it with Ultra Boost right now.
Yeah, we'll do it another time when your boy is here.
Yeah, that's true. We should wait for
Alex.
Makes
a lot of sense.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Let's, let's wait for Alex.
Yeah.
So you guys can discuss that.
The whole reason I'm asking for maybe some listeners do have some other categories of sneakers they could suggest or that they've thought of is every now and then I see a comment from someone that like tags us on the sneaker podcast or whatnot or comments about a picture that we posted and what they say I'm like, yo, that's interesting. I go, we should talk about it. And on one Instagram picture, there's an IG user. His name is at Agostini Pierre. He just messaged and he's like,
is he lucky?
Why?
I don't know.
What is it? Oh. Anyways, he asked, he didn't ask, he commented. He goes, yo, bread one, white AF1 Lowe's.
Okay.
And the Tiffany Dunks should always be on shelves.
Whoa. Tiffany Dunks. Wow.
Yeah. So I assume these are the ones that he really likes.
I guess so.
They are, though, all like Nike and Jordan staples, right?
Very sought after.
Yes, definitely. And he comments that they should always be on shelves. And I like that. I can dig it. But then I started thinking about it, and I'm like, would I want that? Would I want those, not necessarily those three shoes, because the Tiffany Dunk, although I know how much it means to a lot of people, it's not a shoe that I've looked for.
Me either.
I don't think it will sell. Like, if it's there all the time. Not everybody's going to want to wear that. It's not like anybody, like, I'm going to take my kid. My kid's going to be like, I want that pair. You know what
no,
I mean?
No, yeah. Like, well, look, I would buy a pair. If it was, like, always there, I would definitely get a pair. But then, if it's always there, does it diminish its...
Oh, there's no value.
I think so, yeah.
Value, not necessarily... Yes, the value's monetary, for sure. But its meaning for you?
Yeah, it's gone.
It's gone? So if the bread one, well, if it's easily... Like, you can walk into a Foot Locker tomorrow and pick up a pair.
Change into a different category. It will turn into the Air Force One low category where it's always accessible, or the all white Air Max 90 that you'll always be able to pick up every year.
Okay.
That you need a clean pair.
So know,
it's going to fall into that, but those will sell all the time.
Right. Like a superstar.
Exactly.
Type of deal.
That's what I was going to say. Like, there are certain pairs that, yes, should be constantly available. Superstar being one of them. Stan Smith being another.
AF1 Lowe's.
AF1 Lowe's, yes. Air Max 1s. I would like to see the anniversary edition, like just the red and white available.
Always available?
Constantly.
Oh, the OG?
Yeah. I would like to see that.
It will sell.
So on the one part where... I don't have the Air Max 1 anniversary, right?
Okay.
I would like a pair.
Yeah.
Because it's good to have in your collection.
It's nice. Good go-to.
But once I get my pair, I think I would want them to be removed from the shelves.
Yeah, like, I can see that too.
There's a part of me that wants them to be on shelves because I would want to be able to get one.
Yeah.
But then there's the other side of me that...
I got my pair, so screw everyone else.
But more like, no, I don't want them to be readily available because I want them to mean something.
Yeah.
And it does affect how I perceive them if they're easily gettable. The bread one, would I want another pair? For sure.
Of course.
But... if they're easily got, would I want so
but
many?
Do you really think everybody's going to go out and buy bread ones? And everybody's going to, like, every day you're going to go out and you're going to see someone wearing bread ones. You really think so?
Yes.
But you think you can pick them up anytime. Your average Joe, be rocking it.
Sure. It's like a bread one? Monarchs are available everywhere. You don't see everybody wearing Monarchs.
It doesn't have the same meaning.
Meaning?
True.
As cool as they are.
Because, the Monarch doesn't have the story that a bread one would have.
No.
Is that what you're saying?
That's the thing. Well, okay.
When you bring story into it, it kind of changes the game a little bit of the history of the shoe.
Look at how the True Blue 3 was on shelves last year.
Yep.
At what shelves?
And what did it do to its meaning? And it
diminished the value.
It was the True Blue with the Nike Air on it.
Yeah.
You know?
It totally diminished the value. Because even they went to outlets and sat.
We saw a pair the other day.
Well, kids size. But
what size? It might fit.
The thing is, when they were readily available, they sat on the shelves. No one wanted them.
Yeah.
Or not as many people wanted them.
Or did they make way too many pairs than they originally
did? Yeah. I don't know. I think they...
We'll never know.
They thought it would be a sellout, but people didn't jump on it.
Got you.
For some weird reason, they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And so there they are. If they had released them now,
mm-hmm.
right, along with the black cement and that free throw line white cement,
yeah,
I think they'd be a sellout. Like, guaranteed sellout.
I think really? Timing was bad when it was released.
Maybe.
I think there was Yeezys coming out at the same time something.
It was kind of weird.
Where all time the focus was somewhere else, and it was
good point.
You know, you need money to drop $250 for a pair.
Yeah, they're not cheap.
Three.
Keep going, bro.
Three?
Yeah. Well, $245 plus taxes.
Oh, that's another thing why I'm super excited to where I'm going, because taxes are cheaper.
Yes. That's funny.
For my Blacksmith 3.
So where are you going?
I'll tell you later.
All right.
So the thing, actually, you can tell him because this podcast is coming out at the release time.
Oh, but he, yeah.
Yeah, unless someone's going to listen to it at midnight. Okay. So okay, I'll tell everyone where I'm going. I'm going to Ottawa.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Big reveal.
Yeah. No,
where
special.
Are you going to get Blacksmith 3s in Ottawa?
That's enough.
Yeah, I
told you way too much.
If I told you,
but
anyway,
yeah, I would just like I'd like the idea of being able to get shoes, but then having it that affecting its meaning or how much it means to certain people. Purist might say that, well, no, dude, it should always mean as much to you if you really love them.
Yeah.
But me, it's part that, part hype.
So. Yeah, of course. Yeah, there's always going to be that hype aspect.
If I don't need to hunt for it.
Why do I need it?
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Basically that. Yeah.
If you
I can just go pick it up whenever I want if I really want it. Right?
Yeah.
Imagine that, eh? Always having breads accessible.
In a perfect it's world, weird. My friend. In a perfect world.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know. Yeah.
Chris, I got to ask you. We're referring to the board right now. Everyone knows what our board is. We're referring to the board. You have like a little game?
It's somewhat of a game. I want to eventually develop it into a several episode game.
Okay.
With the inclusion of Alex. So we'll just do a pre participation to this game. We're going to call it the 100, 200, 300 pickup game.
Oh, damn.
The ideal is that with all the new releases that we see coming out or sneakers that are available to pick up at certain stores, you will pick out of a hat and then you will be given either $100 or $200 or $300 to pick up a shoe, and then you have to figure out, tell the people which shoe you're getting.
Okay.
So,
we don't have to take tax into consideration, just...
Yeah, no.
Price
just,
tag.
Just make it easy, just price tag. It doesn't have to be exact.
Okay, good.
Just range. We all kind of figure out the ranges. So,
this is cool.
Yeah, so let's...
Where's that?
Yeah. Hold on. Here's the papers. I was just fucking around. I'm just going to tell you guys what you guys got to do. We're going to do two rounds of this game. I'm going to participate for this first round.
Okay.
I didn't actually think about it because I don't know.
Okay.
But like, how about this? Just why don't you guys do rock, paper, scissors, and one of you guys start, and you'll start with
okay,
300.
Sure.
You get to win 300.
Go. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot?
Yeah.
Okay. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
What
rock,
the fuck?
Paper, scissors, shoot.
Okay, so Chloe wins. So you get to get a $300 shoe.
What do you get? Ooh, that's easy. No, it's not easy.
And what do I get to pick? And everything's available.
Out of the new releases and such.
New releases on shelves.
Yeah. Whatever's coming out during All-Star and all.
Coming to a sneaker shop near you.
Well, I'll take a pair of black cement threes.
Very good. Okay. Mike?
Do we get to double up on the shoe?
So, what?
Like, do we get to say the same answer?
Well, no, because
I'm gonna have a different $300 shoe.
Yeah, you get a different dollar amount. Maybe here, let's we'll rock paper scissors. You and me.
For
so you get the 200 or the 100.
All right, cool.
Okay, rock
paper scissors shoot.
Wait. I'm gonna shoot rock next. Okay. Rock paper scissors shoot.
Fuck. I got paper.
Yeah.
So, $200 shoe. $200 shoe. $200 shoe. I'm going with a I'm gonna go with a Adidas NMD R1 PK.
Okay, do you know which one? I saw a couple being released soon.
Was there like a green glitchy Trace Cargo-ish?
Yeah, type I think colorway? So. Yeah. Like a khaki.
Yeah, something. Which thing? It has to be prime knit.
Yeah.
Has to be a prime knit.
We'll R1. Give you that. Yeah, okay. For sure.
You know the pair of black cement threes?
Yeah.
They were in your size.
Wow, that's so cool, man.
Do you want to trade? We're same size.
I'm going to trade you for your Yeezys.
Wait, my $100 pair, right? The shoe that I'm getting for $100. I'm getting a... shit.
What? It's over your budget?
No, I was going to go Stan Smith. Okay, I was going to go Stan Smith. With like a navy back tab.
Nice.
But you said Monarch today, and I'm gonna do
I knew he would do this.
A white, black, red Monarch.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought that's what I'm like gonna navy do. Or something.
No. The no, white, black, I like that. And red, and the Monarch.
All right.
Ooh.
So you said two rounds of this.
Yeah.
Now
yeah,
you
yeah.
guys go for the $200 bid.
Why $200?
Why do you get $300?
Because I haven't done 300.
Well, neither have I.
You didn't do 200, though.
Well, we could do the reverse. Oh, no. The yeah, person gets stuck at the 200.
Yo, this odd person out is... Alex, where are you? We need you, man. We're falling apart here.
Okay, why don't you guys compete for the... Okay, how? One guy... Do rock, paper, scissors again. One guy gets 300. The loser gets 100.
Okay.
No,
I like
200.
That.
Hmm. So you're getting 200.
I'm not doing it. Oh. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Jesus. Okay, fine.
All right, so
Mike gets 300.
300?
Joel's going to get 100.
I'm going for something that I wanted for... No, I'm not going to do that. Sorry. I'm going to go...
You have to pick a new release, eh?
It has to be new?
Like whatever's like we talked about this week or something.
Then
or that we know that's coming out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I go back and get the PlayStations?
No, it's just sold out, man.
Well, that's, no, man, no, sold that's, out. That's yeah, I guess.
I know
but
it's
cheap.
Not
300.
But I could get two pairs.
You can't get two. Okay, you can have one pair. But yours is broken. The tongue doesn't light up.
Oh no! Damn.
Well, what are you getting for $100?
For $100, I'd probably get a pair of Flyknit racers on sale.
Oh,
no, that doesn't count. It's not a new release. I'm sorry, guys.
Boo.
What fits in $100?
No, that's fine. But it's whatever that's on shelves these days. Like, so you can get a macaroon racer. You can't.
It would be a toss-up. Yeah, if I really had $100 to spend on shoes today, now, it would be a toss-up between that and probably a pair of Vans.
Vans. Okay.
Cool.
Yeah. We talked about Vans.
It would probably be a checker pair.
Am I able to get the Galaxy 2.0 foams?
And sold.
Just take the flight thing off and just sell the sneakers.
So
that's all I want.
This is how the game is going to develop once we have all the members on the team.
It'll be a lot better.
It'll be a several week type thing, but I will keep tabs of
the pickups.
The pickups, one, and the amount of money that you get assigned. And you do have the option to pass that week, a.k.a. not pick anything up.
Oh.
And that money goes into your bank.
Well, oh, damn.
I would have passed. But, knowing that, I would have passed on 100.
But
I would have saved my
$100. This is what happens. At the end of 5 weeks,
Peer pressure.
At the end of 5 weeks, we look at what shoes you did pick up during this game.
And then trade machine.
We will see, we'll ask the listeners to tell us who built the better portfolio.
Oh, I'm so hacking this system.
I know.
Do you guys like this?
I'm saving my money and I'm buying frags at the end.
Yeah, but I mean...
Tier talk. It has to be a newer release, though, right?
Yeah, newer release. Out of all the stuff that we mentioned during the episode.
Next thing you know, they're going to drop frags out of nowhere. Out of nowhere.
Yeah. So
this is dope.
Yeah, we'll see how this game goes once we have everyone then. And then we'll see how it goes.
I like it.
It's all going to come down to rock, paper, scissor.
No. I'll bring papers next time. And a hat.
We'll just go on our IG stories and just highlight us. Just
yeah, and then people will get to vote on who would you entrust with as a shoe buyer of some sort.
We could do a poll on
our closet.
A poll on our Instagram and see who won.
You always like polls, don't you?
I love the poll.
All right,
love the poll. All right, guys, let's. That's enough poll talk. Let's wrap it up. It's time to wrap up this episode of the podcast. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the podcast. Alex, we miss you. We can't wait to have you back. Guys, before we go, let's give our shout outs to all the people that we love. Calby, I love you.
Wow.
I'm just being direct, okay? I know it's going to be weird, but hey, it'll be even weirder once we have our little brag summit. I think we're all pretty excited for. Yo, there's one big shout out who we have to give a massive shout out to. And that's our girl, Hardy Girl.
Oh, dang,
yes. Should we tell the people? She's put it out on social media, so I think it's cool that we talk about it.
Congrats, Hardy Girl and Lazy Bones. Their engagement.
Yep.
Congrats.
They're tying the knot. They're making it official. And yo, they got some hardware. Big time. Those rings that they got.
Wow, I thought you were talking about their sneakers.
Oh, yeah. Yo, I can't imagine what they're going to wear for a wedding. Yo, I can't imagine. She's got the most fire stuff.
It's crazy. It's insane. Very bad. They're very, very, very bad. They have so much shit.
Bad influence on us. So shout out to Meredith and to Hardy Girl. Oh, sorry, Hardy Girl and Lazy Bones. Congratulations from all of us here at the Sneaker Podcast, the Brag Affair, all of us. Thank you so much for being one of our friends.
Oh, definitely.
Yes, exactly.
And
we got a giveaway going on right now.
Yes, it is the Rastaclat giveaway, the black, well, not black cement. It's just a elephant print Rastaclat that just coincides very well with the releases of all these Jordan 3s with the elephant print and the black cementish and the white Rastaclat cementish.
Hang tagish.
Yeah. So if you haven't participated, just go on our IG, find the Rastaclat picture. Follow the instructions and go for it, and then we'll pick a winner soon and send out a dope Rastaclat. So shout out to Rastaclat Canada.
Yep, they're
shout
killing
out it. To the people that are participating. I'd like to give a shout out to Under Armour,
of course,
for the Hover Phantom.
Yeah, make sure you check out our stories on IG to check out that model.
A little unboxing.
I'm super excited to see them. Yeah, me too.
And shout out to Foot Locker as always.
Looking forward to that campaign that they're coming out. Family Day with Foot Locker Canada. Make sure you check it out after you listen to this podcast.
Sure.
Go check it out. Hopefully the picture's out and hopefully the stuff's out. And you'll be able to check out Chris. Yeah.
Definitely.
Everyone wants to check out Chris. Chloe, before we go, where can people find you on Instagram?
At Chlorel.
And Chris, where can people find you?
At Christopher.shoe.
You can get our boy Alex at Suji Cyphersons. You can get myself at On Air with Mike D. Don't forget to get us on iTunes, on Podbean, Google Play Music. We are everywhere. On Instagram at The Sneaker Podcast, on Twitter at The Sneaker Pod. Like, comment, subscribe. We'll talk to you at another week. This is The Sneaker Podcast out. Peace.
Peace.